Blog Talk Radio.
You hold me down when it was enough. I put it down every time that we crush. You're my number one leg. Where you want my baby? Yeah. I never let it come. You're the winner, winner, winner. Shawty is the winner, winner, winner. Shawty is the winner, winner, winner. Shawty is the winner, winner.
Shorty is the winner, and she always hold me down. When we whippin' through the city, every time I go and get her. And they be snappin' pictures, cause we shinin' just like glitter. I'm a star, you the sky, put it down when I hit ya. Baby, get your stroke right, I be on it all night. Beat that kitty up, here's an ad-lib. Yeah, the only girl that I feel. When it ain't about crushing, it's the fact you so real. And I am so trill. I know it's a lot of fish up in the sea, cause I got them pulling on my reel. And I could be your everything. Baby, you forever dream. And I'm rolling with her, cause shorty is a winner. She's a winner.
She hold me down when it wasn't enough. I put it down every time that we crush. You're my number one leg. You want my baby? I never let it go. She's a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is 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 a winner, winner, yeah.
I'm taking off your Vicky secrets, you don't need those on, girl. Hope you got a spaceship so I can take you to my realm. I can make you moan, girl, when you say my name. I can take you higher, shorty, we don't need a plane. I be on it prime, so I put that on the mob, though.
M-O-B.
When it's money in a convo. But she never cares, she wanna see me everywhere. Everywhere that I be, she hold me down, and I swear I'ma hold her down, too. Please press the rosé. And the clutch, she popping bottles. Cause she gets it like me. That's my wifey, yeah, that's my boo. I sell change to religion, what it do is you.
She hold me down when it wasn't enough. I put it down every time that we done. You're my number one lady. I swear you want my baby. I never let it go. She's a winner, winner, winner. Shorty is a winner, winner, winner. Shorty is a winner, winner, winner. Shorty is a winner, winner, winner.
Look good on it, pockets extra sloppy. I got big racks on me, I'm the big rack.
For private parties, graduations, after parties, block parties, for special events, Danny, we do it all. Call DJ Smell for Good at 813-766-4201.
Oh, that's everybody shit. Oh, that's everybody shit. I ain't playing for cheap. I ain't playing for cheap. Oh, that's everybody shit. Oh, that's everybody shit. Bitch, stop calling my bitch, stop calling my phone. Oh, that's everybody shit. Oh, that's everybody shit. I ain't playing for cheap. I ain't playing for cheap. Oh, that's everybody shit. Oh, that's everybody shit. Bitch, stop calling my bitch, stop calling my phone.
Now you gotta get all ugly with me. You know that nigga ain't shit, so why you fucking with me? You know he fucking plenty hoes, and yet you dealing with him. Don't be mad at me, cause that nigga hurt your feelings and shit. You feeling free, you keep on calling me with that foolishness. Knowing goddamn well I can fool with it. Old dog ass nigga, why you fool with him? He gon' get you fucked up like stupid shit. Bitch, hold on, what's your drama? A nigga got 5, 6, 7, baby mama. Nigga tell you better hold what you gon' call. I'm a stress free bitch, I'm with your phone.
Oh, that's everybody shit. Hold, that's everybody shit. I ain't playing for cheap. I ain't playing for cheap. Hold, that's everybody shit. Hold, that's everybody shit. Bitch, stop calling my bitch, stop calling my phone. Oh, that's everybody shit. Hold, that's everybody shit. I ain't playing for cheap. I ain't playing for cheap. Hold, that's everybody shit. Hold, that's everybody shit. Bitch,
I'm
calling my
bitch, I'm
calling my phone.
You so emotional, you and your cousin calling, playing on my phone. I check your dome, fuck in your home. Better play with your kids till the bitch come wrong. Stop asking me if he at my crib. Come see for yourself, for you know where I live. Better come correct, cause you know what it is. Yes, whatever, you know how I feel. Better keep my motherfucking name out of beat, cause he fucking me ashes on that feet. But a bitch stay sharp, hold peace up. Cause there's this nigga, don't blast me up. I'm straight, look your nigga like a bitch. Paying for the pieces that are paying your rent. All that drama don't make no sense.
Hold, that's everybody, bitch. I ain't playing for cheap. Hold, that's everybody, bitch. Bitch, stop calling my phone.
You having issues with your nigga, don't be calling me ho. Better check that nigga you with, what you calling me for? I got a life, plus a career, so that drama won't fit in my schedule. My money over air, baby, it's shit on my level. I don't need to fuck her and all my diva status, just cash, fuck a man. You don't wanna with me, better cook your man, cause I one hit one of them dumpy man. You trust that nigga, so he fucking me and everybody he please. He's a ho, so why you mad at me? Oh, that's your man, yeah, whatever, bitch, please.
Hold, that's everybody. Hold, that's everybody. Yes, sir, it's your girl, Miss QB, representing for Record and Game Entertainment, and Smell So Good, new up-and-coming artist. We'll be hitting somebody soon. So, what it do, y'all stay for and tell me, running it like it's hot.
I'm gonna need all the females to report to the dance floor right now. Talking about back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Just be like right now. You're checking out your boy DJ Smell So Good, the CEO of Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Let's go. Throw it back, 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 throw
boy on the track, mama. Young flow got the whole club packed, mama. Lil mama got an ass so thick, so nigga wanna spend cash on it. I pay for it. Can I buy you a drink? I pay for it. Take shots of Patron, get up in the zone.
Damn, lil mama can't leave you alone.
Look at lil mama with the big old booty. Looking real good with her and a doobie. Shorty so clean with a fresh pair of Gucci. So back on the scene, I'm a fiend for the coochie. Oochie, coochie, la la la. Big old booty, ah ah ah. So many hoes in the club on swole. Throw it back, mama, don't dance on the pole.
Throw it back, mama,
throw it back, I'm back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Yeah, she getting loose like a rubber band. Yeah, got them jeans stretched out like a rubber man. Okay. Started talking like she trying to get hurt. Whoa. Started wet dog, she make it rain when she twerk. Uh-huh. I came on the perk, I'm leaving on a text week. Shawty yeah. Got fat lips, I am a neck thing. I got green, make it thunder and lightning. Got the local weather man out here trying to fight me.
Let's go.
Shawty, I ain't jacking, I'm watching. Make everybody hit the floor when she popping. Uh-huh. Fully automatic, she popping and popping good. Woo. She ain't got a girl, she popping the door up a hood.
Yeah.
Walked up on the light, shouted what's good. Yeah. Got the wife inside, but I beat it real good. That, it was a rap. Shouted whispered in my ear, diamond low from the back.
Throw it back, 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 throw it back. When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me.
Throw it back, mama. I got nothing but sack, mama. I make it rain and I ain't in the trap, mama. I make it pour, act my dogs. Frontin' assholes, we ain't fuckin' with y'all. Four, pack, divorce, pack. Lil' mama with the skirt, we a thong. At, and I could care less, we a thong. Yeah, but I really wanna see you shake all that. Big, fat, thick, ass, slim, waist. Pretty in the face. Look a little mama, goddamn, she's straight. Look a little mama, goddamn, she's straight. Can I grab that, snag that, later on, smash that, work that, twerk that. Do you gotta hurt back, flip that. Kitty cat, oh, it's a rizzy rap. No, it's only right, young flow, get rid of that.
Throw it back, 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 throw it back. When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me,
it'll behave.
Superstar.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? This is your boy Vince, you know what I'm saying? I'm live from the motherfucking mouth away, nigga. Dope boy swag, them hoes love my motherfucking swag, nigga. Now I'm talking about Soda Vegas. Yeah,
I might die, I need a snowboard. Bitches love taking bitches with the dope boy. Work online. They mean no eating good. I got new crackers taking pictures of my neighborhood. Baby, it's all gravy. Okay, it's all good. I bought through it outside like it all should. Cause you smell it. Paint like jelly. Hold that steady. I'm cold and ready. Sitting in the club. Blowing cantaloupe. Drop the tights on these hoes like Geronimo. And yeah, you get your money. They say you're getting more. I take a picture every week with that Yolanda out. Okay, she kinda slow, but she gon' move her own. She don't play the radio. You can't whip dope, must be a petty hoe. And if I can't fuck, what you take a bitch of all? I said I'm ice bad, I need a snowboard. Bitches love taking bitches with the dope boy. Work online, that mean no eating good. I got them crackers taking bitches of my neighborhood. Baby, it's all gravy, okay, it's all good. White tea, red dust, like spaghetti-o.
Lord taking bitches with the dope boys. Work online, that mean no eating good. I got them crackers taking pictures of my neighborhood. Baby, it's all gravy, okay, it's all good. I ball through it, I don't stop like it all should. Kush, you smell it.
I was about to pick up and get the party started. The party just dropped out. Oh, man. Shouts out to Miss Lena G, you know what I'm saying? My Australian peoples, you know what I'm saying? Check it in, keeping it real. That's what it do. Y'all already know Miss Tasha Triple X up in the building, you know what I'm saying? Doing what it does, man. It's how we keeping it real. Keeping the trail right here live. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? And Lord, give Miss Lena G swift recovery and blessings, you know what I'm saying? And she over there suffering a little bit with the flu. You know what I'm saying? Stay away from the pig, girl. Stay away from the pig. Ah, man, that's real. Amen, amen. Yeah, so we up in the building. Well, DJ smells so good, man. Holding it down. Oh, okay, she got back in now. She got back in. All right. Mrs. Undercover 111.
Hi.
Oh, I don't know what to do, boy. It hide the number, show the number, don't show the number.
I'm sorry, my phone keeps dropping out. It just keeps dropping out of service every few minutes. So,
what's on your cell? You on your cell phone? Oh, it do that with the cell phones, though. I don't know. That'll work. Real quick, shouts out to Hot Steps Magazine. You know what I'm saying? For checking out the post, I sent a mass email of it out though to everybody in my email list. So, you know, they can check it out. Check it out. It's official.
Bye.
I gotta put a couple things on there. Oh yeah. She just popped out in.
Hey, did you hear about Goofy?
No, what's up?
I'm on MySpace, and I read this about an hour and a bit ago, and it says, Goofy Bone of Straight Rock Records, and then, you know how you put your little comment, what are you doing right now, or whatever it is?
Yeah.
His was, scroll down, hold on, is saying, what the fuck is up with MySpace? Some girl told Tom that I was going to murder someone, and now the cops are at my door, mood, going to jail, with a sad face. What the fuck?
Hell no. Hell no.
Can you, like, tweet him, fucking chirp him, whatever the fuck you call it? Just to see if he's okay, if he's actually really in jail or whatever. I'm worried about him. I left him a message, but I got no reply. I really am worried about him. Because, I don't know who that fucking person is, but whoever the fuck she is needs her head checked, man, for real. But
what's going on, Callie? What's going on?
I don't know, but I'm really, really worried about him. Goofy Bone, I hope you're okay, baby.
You were making aisle threats through my space.
You know, maybe he was just venting, or I mean, maybe the girl got the wrong idea. Maybe he was just venting about what happened with what's her name? Mfong Media.
Yeah.
But, like, that's still, like, not a reason to go and tell Tom about that shit. You know what I mean? What the fuck is up with that?
Hey, Tom, are you the police? You must be, motherfucker, if you don't motherfucker send the police.
Yeah, for real. Like, I don't know, man.
Hello.
What's up?
That's a confirmation. You happy? Now get your ass up with all this damn MySpace rumor bullshit, man. We don't need that circulating around, man. We don't need that causing public alarm and shit.
Are you serious? Oh my god.
I had to chirp up and laugh. Ah, shit.
I'm going to beat that fucking guy's ass. It's one of like our little rapper buddies, but then his sister's like older and conservative, and she thought I was really going to kill him. Fucking stupid ass bitch. So she told Tom, and I guess Tom contacted fucking the police, and they fucking came pounding at my motherfucking door. And it was
man, that's fucked up.
Don't laugh, Smelly, it's not funny. Smelly, it's not funny.
Man, that's just fucking hilarious, man.
It's not hilarious. That's bullshit.
Oh, man.
Poor Goofy.
Wait, Tasha says she happy to hear that you didn't get arrested. And all that good shit. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you on the show right now?
Motherfucker, you on the show if I'm on the show.
Oh, what's up, everybody? How you doing? I'm gonna get up and get on the computer right now.
Tell him I feel better knowing that he's okay.
Could've went all day without that. But yeah, Tasha sending some good sweet nothings and all that shit. I ain't keep passing all these damn messages. Get your ass online to receive them in the chat room. All right, there we go. You say you'll log on in a second. Goofy Bone is all right, ladies and gentlemen. He is A-OK. All right, then. Let's see. What we got going on here? Yeah, I got Adonna coming up, a.k.a. Aya. I'm Young America, you know what I'm saying? Female rap artist representing out of Boston, Mass. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Boston, Massachusetts. Roxbury, you know what I'm saying? And for producing Miss Iadonna. She's going to be coming on the show, man. If you read the show description, you know what I'm saying? You can get a gist of who she is. The MySpace is at the top. Check out at myspace.com/Iadonna, IYADONNA. And hit up on Twitter, I meme, she's on all of that. You know what I'm saying? Check out. Something is making me break out, man. What the hell is that? Making me break out. But anyway, what's going on, Miss Aussie?
Nothing, man. Nothing. I'm good. Keep it back. Relaxing right now. Kind of lost track of time.
Yeah, uploading Jutan music or something?
There's just a couple more tracks I needed to upload, and because that weren't working the other day, my computer decided to shit itself halfway through uploading. So I thought I would do it tonight when I'm on. And I was... I've got my show coming up with God Dynasty Radio at 8 o'clock, so 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, God Dynasty Radio, click on my page, Miss Tasha Triple X, follow the link, join us live, and it should be hot. It's So Fresh Friday, Cancel R&B. I think we have a guest coming through. I'm not sure yet. But, yeah, should be hot. Even if we don't have a guest, it's still going to be hot.
R&B, yeah. Don't do R&B too tough. But it's all right, you know.
Check out our flyer. Well, we got a flyer, too.
Keep it real. All right, I'm going to go ahead and do a flyer up. I got to change the flyer and put prices and all that on it. $20 a month.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to change all that. Put all that on it, you know what I'm saying? Put all that on it. So shout out to Kidrick, you know what I'm saying? AKA the Million Dollar Kid, you know. Doing it real big on the show yesterday, holding it down, you know. Kicking the freestyle at the VIP hour. If y'all wasn't here, then y'all missed it, because it went down. We got this shout out, you know what I'm saying? We got us a live freestyle. Y'all have to hit the archives, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to check out the freestyles at the end of the show, very end of the show, you know what I'm saying? Kick one out while we was going out the door. And that's how we do it, you know what I'm saying? Some big up St. Paul, Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Minnesota! Ventura! You know, shout out, yeah, all y'all out there, man. Shout out to California, too. That's where you're originally from. Sacramento, Cali, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to y'all. So, you know, that's how we do it up here. Shouts out San Jose. Shit, all of Cali, you know. Goofy Bone is in the building. Y'all want to log on, check out the chat, you know what I'm saying? Where it be going down in the chat room, all y'all bloggers and chatters out there. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, and that's SMELLYBTR, because we fly. And, of course, you know it's links to everybody else's shows, pages, and all that, you know what I'm saying? Scroll down and on the show page, you can see all that good-ish. And that's how we doing it. So at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, we have Miss Iodonna, a.k.a. Sharice Michelle Lucas, you know what I'm saying? She put a government out there, no problem. Thomason. You know what I'm saying? AKA Miss Idonna in the building, holding down. And that's how it's going to be. So we're going to talk to her. We're going to see what's popping, locking. Trying to check my email, see if there was some more files sent, some more music. I only got one track for her. But y'all know how I does. I will play a track off the MySpace. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me. Don't matter to me. Sacramento. Yeah, Sacramento, Sacramento. San of Jose's. San of Jose's. Hey, nah, y'all got a bunch of Mexican and Spanish people. San of Jose's. With that being said, we're back live on the show. All right. And I was playing earlier, you know, play some little lights, Drive My Soul, you know what I'm saying? That was for my own girl, Professor E.D., Missing in Action. I don't know where the hell she at. In fact, I got to go through my friends and listen, click on page, see the last time she been on this mother. Been on this mother, because she ain't been on this mother. At least she ain't been up this early, so, you know, I don't know what happened. And, you know, starting the thing off with Kidrick. She's a winner. The new jam, you know what I'm saying? Some Jubilee. Everybody dick, you know what I'm saying? That's how you letting y'all know. Everybody dick. Everybody. All right, yeah. You know, go down like that. Young Flo. I had to throw my dog Young Flo off in the mix, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Young Flo. With that throw it back, holding it down. And I think that was it so far, yeah. And I got to throw this off in there. Pow! Take that, take that, take that.
In a game of checkers in life, sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions in life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At Abigo Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home, movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney, we'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some habits are expensive. We don't need proof of ownership. We're about the most basic exchange. Goods for money. We'll buy anything, including your dignity. Abigo Brokerage and Pawn.
Abigo Brokerage and Pawn is located at 1540 Broadway, New York, New York, 10036.
Yeah, right there, live. That's a Beagle Brokerage and Pawn, man. So if y'all got some kangaroo balls that y'all want to sell, they'll buy them. Just take the balls on down there and cash them on in. Yeah, just roll them on the counter and they'll give you cash. So it's all my Aussies out there, all my Aussies. Hey, I got some kangaroo paws. The fuck kind of shit. Get your ass out of here. We won't buy that shit. That's inhumane. Oh, you'll take the balls, but you won't take the paws. What kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that? Man. Hello, caller. 614 in the building.
Smelly, Smelly, what's up, baby?
Damn, girl, you in Australia? Oh, shit. What happened? Juice is in Australia, yo. Juice is in Australia.
I wish I was in Australia.
Oh, man.
I wish you were too, Mama.
Hi, Boo.
No,
hey. How are you?
I'm fine. I said I know where to find my family at. On DJ Smelly Show.
Juice is loose. How you doing,
Juice,
baby? What you doing for the four?
I don't know. I'm trying to stay away from that grill with me working out, trying to lose this 100 out. Being that the grill ain't good for me.
Oh, yeah.
I picked up like a crackhead.
You know, I come out there and be your grill. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing but hot dogs and sausages on it.
I know how to eat those.
And you got the buns.
I got the buns, baby. Dasha, you hear this crap?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, I got offered to go and DJ for free, but, you know, motherfuckers ain't paying and shit, so I don't know.
I know that's right.
Yeah, my homeboys want to hang out. Then my other DJ homeboys, his homeboys want to hang out, but that's like 9 o'clock at night, so we trying to do a stovetop commercial. You know what I'm saying? What time they cooking over there? Okay, we're going to be here for this hour, and we're going to pack up, and we're going to go over there and party and keep it party moving. So, yeah, that's what we're going for. Yeah, we going around partying, popping up. We'll be on 34th and Chelsea from whatever time to at least about 7, 8 o'clock, and then the other party start off at 9. So then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to pack up, shoot over there, set up, and then whenever the hell we shut down or the police run us off,
Y'all
white
and boom
or
somewhere?
Huh?
Y'all
got
the red, white, and boom somewhere?
Oh, no, no, no. We is the boom. We is the
Y'all
shit.
Are the boom. Gotcha.
When that little van pull up, we got more equipment that'll bust your windows out your house. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we come to it. We two men in a truck that got the jams that'll tear your ass up. So.
Got that, baby.
Yeah, we come heavy loaded. We don't even bring. We got equipment. We can't even use. You know what I'm saying? It's too. It ain't a building big enough for.
That's what's
some
up.
Stuff we don't. Yeah, we ready.
That's what's up, Tasha. You in Australia? What time is it over there? Is it already the 4th for you, baby?
They
yes,
don't do
it
four.
Is. But happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy
they don't celebrate
July.
No damn 4th of July. They celebrate National Foundation Day.
Oh, they don't
we celebrate Australia Day in January 26th.
Yeah.
But I'm saying happy 4th of July for everybody out there.
Oh, thank you, bro.
I mean, so there don't be no Americans over there, like, shooting off fireworks and shit?
They'll go to jail.
Oh, yeah?
No.
You can't shoot off fireworks over in a country that don't even celebrate it.
Fuck that. Oh, man. Pow, pow, pow. Pew, pow. I mean, fuck
you're going
up.
To death, Smiley.
I'm in China. I'm in China saying Happy New Year on our New Year. Fuck that. Happy New Year, motherfuckers. Ching, pang, shit. Pow, pow, pow. Fuck that. Shit. In my beliefs.
They're going to say,
beliefs.
Good. I'm glad you believe that. Here go, like they did that young girl. Here go, Ling Ling. They got her like 50 years because she do. Ling Ling went over and took some pictures.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah. They got both of them.
Years.
Yeah. Yeah, them two reporters.
Yeah.
Those two reporters, yeah, they danced with this, snatched their ass up off the board.
Because
they say they
right
was
up.
Trying to, they was trying to help the women escape and shit. Which
no,
they probably
they
was.
They were taking pictures. They were taking pictures. And they were documenting stuff. And you know China don't play that shit.
You was too close to the border. They know
too
shit.
Too close to the border. I don't want a picture of nothing that ain't supposed to be taken out of that bitch.
Too close to the
I
border.
I ain't going
nowhere
where they could take you and throw you in jail for 51 years for snapping a shot. I ain't going there.
Hey.
I'm coming down under, Tasha.
Just don't come to Florida. Yeah.
Oh,
catch,
yeah?
Catch lights for stealing ice cream three times in a row. Shit. Steal a candy bar at the store three times and see if you ain't gonna catch life in prison. So, I would take the 51, shit, for a candy bar. Yes. They call that habitual offenders. It don't matter what. If they habitualize you for anything, that means your life is now being taken away. You get three driver licenses suspended, you habitualize. Your life gets taken for 5 years. You get caught while you're driving, it gets taken permanently for the rest of your motherfucking life.
That's crazy.
So,
laws is
fucked up everywhere you go. It's just in how you want to, you know what I'm saying, what
I'm
you can handle.
Right here in slow lumber.
Hey,
they
I'm
don't
trying
do
to
none of that bullshit.
I'm trying to
these
tell you,
these people be getting caught with guns, and they let them out.
Yeah.
Ain't no three. You know you get the CCW charge of 3 years right off the bat. That shit ain't don't apply over here.
What the hell is that? We get a 10-20 life. You all get caught with a gun, that's damn near 5 years off top. You know what I'm saying? Or probation. They damn sure ain't
even.
I got caught with my little 25 that my homeboy let me hold. I had a 25. I had a fully loaded clip, which don't mean nothing because it's a fucking 25. I mean, damn,
right.
You got to damn near be in a person's arm reach to do something with it. Do something to him. So they pulled me over, you know what I'm saying? I had a bag of bullets in the glove compartment.
Right.
It was a clean gun with serial numbers and everything. The only thing I wanted was registered. The motherfucker took me to jail for 30 days, got out, had to do 2 years probation on top of that. And then by the time when I got out of jail and they put me on probation, somebody motherfucker sent me a letter in the mail talking about you can come pick your gun up.
What?
I said, damn, that's
crazy shit right there.
That
is the craziest shit I've ever heard.
I said, damn, you got 60 days or it's gonna be property of the state. Bitch, that was property of the state when I became property of the fucking state. The hell, I'm on probation. So what that look like, I'm going to pick up a motherfucking firearm. They ain't supposed to be around slingshots, let alone a goddamn firearm. Man, shit. But, hey, it's all in the system that you live in. Believe you me. Everybody always say it's hell. It's only hell in your state of mind. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody going through different circumstances. Now, I guarantee you, Juicy, you feeling a lot better now that you knowing that you can't catch no 51 years and that you ain't finna go to motherfucking jail for having no motherfucking a half a joint, which will cost you 30 days or a motherfucking year in probation here in Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
And I know Californians are very happy because they carrying an ounce worth of weed up on their personal, and they chilling. So they wouldn't want to come down here. Plus, they got a card that say they can get the shit legally. So, yeah, I will be on that, you know, they sent out a mass text message talking about, and that, I don't know how the hell that got deleted out my phone, talking about call this number to legalize marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Obama said he'd get 1 million people to call his number, and he'll legalize the shit, or he'll put a bill up You know what I'm saying? The legalize. I mean, the shit needs to be legal to a sense. You know what I'm saying? Because it don't make no sense for the shit to be illegal. I mean, that's the cash revenue that they make down here is off of potheads. It ain't off of it's potheads and DUIs. That's all it is. And it's a racist thing on that because, you know, I ain't going to say racist, racial, because, I mean, 50% of the motherfuckers that get locked up down here for pot is black. 50% of the motherfuckers that get locked down here for DUIs is white and Mexican. Because they just get on them coronas and just don't know how to act behind the wheel. So that's just, you know, basic eyeball statistics. You don't even need no data sensors to tell that. You know what I'm saying? Go to jail one time and ask everybody who in that bitch what they in there for, and guarantee you'll have a whole divide line from everybody that's in there. So I'm in heaven, though. Hey, I got heaven because I ain't getting 51 years on this earth for taking a picture. And I take pictures of the police all fucking day long. Oh, shit, me. I almost got shot the other about a month ago. I fucked around and two police pulled over on the side of the road and undercover 2008-9 Mustang. You know what I'm saying? Clean car. They pulled on the side of the road. Now, until I seen them, I'm standing on the corner, so when I seen them, I'm looking like, who the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? So I see two dudes, and I thought they were looking at my homeboys. You know what I'm saying? Because at the time, we was all chilling on the corner. So I done crept behind them and shit, pulled out my cell phone, and I started taking pictures of the tag or the car. And then I stepped a couple of, you know, a little closer, kept taking pictures. Because with the cell phone, you know what I'm saying, you know, you never know how good the picture is until it come out. So I ain't taking no chance. So when I got about almost up to the back of the car, I stepped on the side of the road. That's when I see the lights on the back of the car. And then I notice it's a police car. I'm like, oh, shit, that's the damn police. I'm like, what the fuck they doing here? Because they still don't give a damn. You don't need to be in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? The fuck you doing sitting on the side of the road in an unmarked car? Our police riding around in the car. You know what I'm saying? And so I stepped to the side of the car, and I took one more picture. And I'm looking, like, in directly in their window. I see them looking on the computer and shit. It's a Spanish dude and a white dude. They see me and shit. They look up. These motherfuckers jumped out of the car like they was commando force. They had a vest on and all this shit, but they jumped out with their hand on their pistol. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, my God, are you crazy? This is the only response I was getting, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? You can't be doing that. I'm like, can't be doing what? I said, man, y'all can't be sitting y'all asses in the neighborhood, in a predominantly black neighborhood, in an unmarked car like you scoping the neighborhood out. You look suspect. Well, we allowed to be here. We got jurisdiction. By who? Who gave you jurisdiction? Who gave you reason to be here? Well, you want to talk to my supervisor? Yeah. What's the number? And you know, stupid motherfuckers down here gave me the number, so did what I wanted to do. Shit, fuck that. I went ahead and called this goddamn supervisor right in his motherfucking face and asked him why the fucking your damn officers riding around here in a brand new goddamn 2009 Charger that taxpayers paying for and sitting on the side of the road like they scoping out the motherfucking neighborhood. I said, that's a problem. I'm a business owner, and they was scoping out the neighborhood, and I got a problem with that. So, yeah. God damn, hello? Somebody fell on the phone?
No.
Oh. Juicy, you in there? I ain't never mute you. What happened with Juicy? Juicy.
Smelly.
Hello? Oh,
Smelly.
What happened? I hear you now.
I'm steady asking you, and what happened, Smelly? He was like, Juicy, you there? I'm like, nigga, I'm listening to you.
Oh.
But I had hit mute by accident.
Hell no, hell no. You got a boost. You got to have a boost, because I do that shit on that there. Man,
I got that new boost.
I hit
like
that
a,
damn
That motherfucker look like the Blackberry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's just slick, yeah.
What? It's got the turbo on
it.
It
just came out yesterday.
Shit?
Yeah, it just came out yesterday. Oh. Slick. It's slick. I just got it because it looks slick.
Well, no. Don't know. Don't.
Yeah,
the only. Okay, ain't read NAMM page out there instruction book. Because it ain't no more manuals no more.
Yeah,
it's a
I
book.
Just plugged it up to my SIM card in this bitch.
Hey, nah. As long as I can talk. As long as I can talk, I'm good. Yeah.
That's right, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tasha, you good? You quiet today? You sleeping over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she at work. What time is it over there?
12:51 in the morning.
Yo.
Well, oh, it's in the AM.
Nigga, I'm on the radio.
All right. I can't stop. I won't stop. I keep getting money.
They will call you on the back phone and shit.
You answered.
Yeah, I always answer my back line. I always answer my phone, period. I ain't that type of nigga. I answer my phone, you know what I'm saying?
My own boy
there. I answer it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so nobody can never say that Smelly don't answer his phone. I answer. Unless that bitch is dead, I'm going to answer that motherfucker and shit. Because you never know, you know what I'm saying, what people go through on a daily basis, man. And somebody might need you. And I'm going to be that motherfucker that's going to be there. So.
That's a sex mode.
Well, yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? We got damn Goofy.
Hey, that's Goofy's mom?
Yeah.
Where is that, sir?
Chirping me and shit.
Tell him security said what's up.
He's not letting me call in.
Oh, well, we talking to Goofy Ball live from the church, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell him security said what's up.
Security?
That's what he called me, his security.
Hell no. Hey, security, say what's up.
He be like, we got security in the building, so there's no motherfucking problems.
Where you at?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
In a grocery store, trying to get my stuff because I just got done working out, so I'm trying to replenish my love.
That must be the juice. She's in the house and she's
going to
get loose.
That's right. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Where you shop at? So what's your favorite grocery store to shop at?
My favorite store is Giant Eagle, but I'm in Walmart. I'm in Kroger's, though. I do it over here sometimes, too.
Goddamn, you done named three different places now. Hold up.
Uh-huh.
I said, what's your favorite grocery store? You got a name, Walmart, Kroger's,
I give them all some love. Everybody got something. Everybody do something different to me. You know, you like, which nigga you like fucking the best? Everybody bring something different to the table.
Oh, yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Unless you bring me to the table, and that's where it's going down. You know what I'm saying? Right there on the table. Yeah,
and it's
going to
be automatic smelly. What? I'm like, Smelly, that nigga.
Man, no.
Mm-hmm.
Smelly in last place. Smelly in last place for a reason, no?
I know that's right, baby.
I'm talking about. Yeah.
I'm talking about.
I say that best for last.
You off the hook, Smelly.
Oh, man. I'm trying to. I'm starting my little 4th of July off, you know, later on today. It ain't really right now. I'm just sipping on some wine, but I got a special guest coming up on the show.
I'm standing your way on it. Thank you. I keep getting in the same man's way.
Hey, no. Put him on the radio. Put him on the radio.
Ah,
I'm
going to
scream in his ear. Oh, I'm going to scream in his ear. This happened before. Oh, okay. How you doing, sir? Hey, buddy. How you doing, brother? All right. Uh-huh.
So silly. Oh, my God.
You got to get all educated with him and shit.
Right.
But hey, how you doing? Yeah, all right. Everything calm,
right,
cool,
right.
Collective.
Everything
today.
Cool, collective.
Yeah. That ain't cool, man.
That's right.
I'm over here catching some fish. I got a big-ass lake in the back of my house.
Love me some fish.
Man, these motherfuckers, really, I can probably, if I had a good enough throw, I can damn fish off my balcony.
I'm sorry.
Now, I don't think I got
that
good
enough. I love me some tilapia.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's what you said, buddy?
Yeah, that tilapia, that's the shit.
They trying to sell steaks for $25 because they know.
God damn.
They know we need them for the grill, but guess what? I don't even eat them no more. So I'm gonna get one
what?
For my son. Yep, $25 for two steaks in that bitch.
Little K from the Mike Henderson Show. Okay, well, shouts out Little K.
What's that,
BC, intimacy and love. These all people just swung through. They just swung through.
Oh, I know BC. What's up, BC?
Yeah, BC. You know what I'm saying? What the hell does a BC stand for?
I don't know. Ask BC.
I guess I will. Do an interview. Yeah, you know I ain't scared. No, I ain't scared. Never the G thing.
BC the cool dude.
I am perfection with a little flaw. Oh, okay. I hear you.
He what?
Bang, motherfucker. You. I'm a bang, motherfucker. That's all. I understand. Yeah,
I love
good. It. Let me see. What we got? We got Mr. Tasha Triple X that's premiering tonight on God Dynasty Radio Fridays. Yeah, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So Fresh Friday, R&B Smooth Jams. Going to be on the show tonight for all you R&B heads out there.
On what show? Smelly, I didn't hear you.
That's at the God's Dynasty Radio. God Dynasty. Yeah, God Dynasty Radio. Miss Tasha going to be co-hosting. Co-ho-hosting. Excuse me. She's going to be co-ho-hosting. You already a co-host, so you can only be a co-ho-host. Of somebody
right.
else. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Any other show
you
want. You just
all
a co-ho-ho. This is where it officially started at. It's where it's going to all be the official at. Right her. Where we hold it down at. Yeah, she co-ho-hosting.
I like that smell.
Yeah, y'all can borrow. Y'all can borrow my co-host. You know what
co-host.
I'm saying? Y'all can borrow my co-host, you know what I'm saying.
Are you co-host pimping?
Oh, yeah, I'd be a co-host to a couple of people, you know what I'm saying. Really, shit. I'm the host of damn Vice Grip, so shit. I mean,
co-host
man.
Pimping.
Yeah, you know, about trying to hold it down for the world, man. We're trying to hold
That's
it down
up,
for the
buddy.
World. For the
that
world.
Is what's that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you got in the cart? We're going to go ahead and get busy. We got Miss... We got Miss Juicy, y'all, a.k.a. Miss Security, live from the 614.
That's right.
Toledo.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Going down real big.
Columbus,
and,
nigga.
Well,
Say
one
Toledo.
Of them.
No.
One of them.
This is the best of states.
Oh, wait a minute. You in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, I'm in Columbus.
You know, I talk to the world, woman. I talk to the world.
That's right.
I was
that's
in
right.
China yesterday, girl. I didn't know who I was talking to. Shit. Tang, clang, pong, pong. Yeah, and a ping, tang. To Ming Lang.
You crazy, boy.
Yeah, I represent all my Asian people out there. Kawasaki to you. You know what I'm saying? Honda. Honda
right,
to my brother. Honda. That's all I'm talking when I go overseas. You know what I'm saying?
I
hey,
know that's fine.
Number Japanese names. Shit, I don't know. Kawasaki. Kawasaki-san. I don't know. Konnichiwa. That's all I heard that from Wu-Tang. How the hell you know that shit?
You crazy.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
What do you say you got it from Wu-Tang?
Man, they got that from Wu-Tang. Shout out to Method Man for teaching me another language.
Oh, my God.
Yes, man. I speak Jap Blackanese. Yes, I speak Blackanese.
Yeah,
I speak Blackanese, you know.
No.
Going down. So,
yes.
Hey, I had Kendrick, you know what I'm saying, a brother named Kendrick on the show yesterday. It was hot. We had a hot show.
Was it hot?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You have to check that archive back. Check that archive back.
So well.
And, you know, brother come out of Sacramento, California, by the way of St. Paul, Minnesota, where he's chilling at. And nigga look like Lil 50. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, look like a Lil 50 Cent. Motherfucking Thompson, no he don't. So that's who opinion goes. Hey, I ain't looking at his looks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Motherfucker still look like 50. Oh, damn. She
he
can't
look
say
like
50 nothing. Right. Yeah, she can't say nothing right now. Motherfucker look like 50. Call in on that.
That's my
yeah, a phone messed up right now. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I got the show. I got the show right now.
That's right.
No feedback. No feedback.
No feedback whatsoever.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me check the chat room. Tell y'all what I want y'all to hear.
You off the chain.
Ah, man. It's going down. Oh, man, yeah. Just trying to get everybody pumped up for their fourth, you know. Make sure y'all blow no hands off and shit.
That's you know right.
And that's what you got to do.
Right.
You know, but I ain't got no 4th of July commercials. But if you ever get hungry, make sure.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar, get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar, it satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Have you had your zebra bar today?
How much you say, baby?
Have you had your zebra bar today?
Yeah. I'm in Smelly's world right now.
You know that. I'm sure in my world. I'm a world. When you come into this here, boy, you're a step into
right.
A whole nother dimension.
That's
whole
what I'm talking
nother
about.
Dimension.
Ooh,
that's how we do it.
Turkey on sale, baby,
$2.50. Oh, shit, you know, because I don't fuck with poke, you know what I'm saying? I ain't nothing but beef and turkey man myself.
Yeah, me too. Chicken and fish right now.
Yeah.
Try to lose this 100. Smelly, I'm at 36.
What, 36 pounds lost?
Lost. Gone. Left it for somebody else at the gym.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You need them sweats and pills and all that at the gym.
Right.
Let them clean that up. You know what I mean? Clean that memory up.
I go hard, baby. I go hard. I be having my Missy Elliott jacket on, everything.
Who you say yes? you got some Missy Elliott jacket on. Yeah. you about to take it off. Tell me what
you
got. Don't
that
be no minute. Don't be no 1 minute, girl.
The black jacket be on, baby.
Oh, man. Wow. That is too crazy. That is too crazy.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, you know what time
it
is.
Get some nice eye candy up in there, too. I'll be letting them know.
Hey,
y'all stay right there so I can watch y'all. And they said, okay.
Oh, well, hey, you know, all right, that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I got to upload this new song, too. I got a new song.
Go ahead, baby.
I got to upload it. I ain't even got it yet. I got to upload a couple new songs.
Okay.
Well, no, I was playing something else, but I'm gonna give you some little, you know, bumping music while you up in the
grocery
shopping center. You know what I'm saying?
Shopping,
you know, you might catch something. That thing started to swim back forth, back and forth. Side, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but some fish bait, goddamn. Ain't nothing but some fish bait. Yeah, throw that lure out there. Bow, 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 bow. Ooh, what that is? What that is? What that is? I smell good eating. That's what I'm talking about. I smell good eating. It's going down right here. Live on the Regular Game Radio Show. Special guest, Ayadonna, or Aya, is going to be in the building. That's how we do it. It's Tuesday!
Party time.
On the line.
You're DJ.
Low with it, 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 low
Little bitch so bad, little track so mean. Man, bitch so fine, and she wearing them jeans. Killing that shit in the club by the back door. Super D back, everybody in the dance floor. Do it for the hoes, but the niggas gon' pop. Soon as the bass hit, everybody gon' drop. Got them feeling that shit, new kid on the block. Don't fit so fine, that my shit still hot. Boy, give me that goose, a Patron on the rock. I hit the club with the ice and them hoes gon' jive. Killing that shit, why the bass gon' drop? Got them shaking they ass and they bones gon' pop. Fine ass hoes, chilling by the bar. We started throwing cash, yeah, bitch, I'm a superstar. All in the club, on that drink. My niggas in the back, so pumping on pain.
Him in the phone. Mama so bad, girl thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't got a love jump. You say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so for shame, I have a task to dig it. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, beat super C. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. I wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine.
And we're back in the building. Yeah, y'all already know. Live with Miss Juicy. Got them going crazy.
Yes,
we got Miss Tysha.
Yeah.
Triple X. All the way from Australia.
Yeah.
Back up in the building.
Yeah.
Your phone working good. Your phone working good.
Yes.
You working? Tysha, what's the Triple X for? Just tell me that.
whatever you want it to be, mama.
Don't say that to the truth.
If you want it to be Triple X, or if you want it to be Kiss Kiss Yes, you know.
Triple X, I'm with that first one.
Shit,
I'm ready to get in the freezer and cool off right now. Right here on my garlic bread.
Hey,
smell me. I'm leaning in on the garlic bread trying to cool off.
Hell no. Hell no. Well, how that is, I can come pick that loaf up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, it's wintertime out here, right? It's very cold out here at the moment. I said, you know, it's wintertime out here, right? So, you know, it's real cold out here. Wow.
I don't want to be cold. I don't like to be cold.
You can bring that heatness over here and keep me warm.
I know that's right. Only in Triple X land. I love it. Smelly, this is why I joined your show. I know Triple X is in the building.
Hey, you know. That's why I joined my show. I know it was a triple X motherfucker out there. Shit, just like me. You know what I'm saying?
Like
we found
me.
Each other like I Am Legend and shit. We just bad when we're together, goddamn. We're a hell of a fine couple. Shit.
We got something in common. That's what you got.
We tears it up.
Damn, it don't get no better.
Punk motherfuckers on their boats and shit. Everybody got their boats. Yeah, you sons of bitches.
Right,
y'all
right.
Tricked us. That's how y'all guys over here, you motherfuckers. Can't just be on no motherfucking boat, bitch, unless it's canoe or a kayak. Shit, nigga. As long as I know I'm in control, goddammit, I'm in control.
Shit,
nigga. Keep your fucking yachts and all that shit.
All right.
Try side of Sweetie Love though. Sweetie Love says she got her yacht. She don't use that motherfucker, but she got her one.
Like
and I'm right. Do
you know
do
I want
good.
To
leave?
I can kick
yeah.
that with Sweet. You know that smelly?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know y'all
God.
Balling like a motherfucker.
Woo!
Man.
Off the chain.
How did it go?
Oh my
How
God.
How did it go?
Baby, when I tell you we partied to sunset, that's what we did. It went down in the NYC.
Oh,
yes, it
hot.
Did. Oh, my God. Big shout out to Sweet D Love.
Yeah, and the whole
Woo!
Girl crew and the whole
yes.
girl crew.
The whole
That's
girl
real.
Crew.
Yeah.
I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing.
So did you get on the yacht? Did y'all go out on
no,
the boat?
No, we did the yacht thing. We did my people that day. I did the Monique show. They had me the comp ticket. Big shout out to Monique and Rodney Perry for hooking me up with that.
Oh, okay.
Rotation. Yeah, you hooked us up.
You say you had to do the Monique show. Y'all was in the audience or you was a guest?
Yeah, no, we was guests. I said they hooked us up with some tickets and
oh,
accommodations
okay.
and all that good shit. Then yeah. we went and met up with an ex and. Drank all night and kicked it. And
wow.
Showed juicy love to another nigga. Big shout out to Hub 6 for holding me down in New York.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm still waiting, y'all. We got a guest, you know what I'm saying, supposed to be on the show by now. But
if they don't show up, you got us.
You know, I'm going to play a song, and that's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I got
what you
a
do.
Song. And I got a MySpace info out there. Y'all can check out on iMeme, twitter.com, / Iyadonna, MySpace,
yeah.
all that, / Iyadonna. Shouts
yeah.
out to Iyadonna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's scheduled to be on the show, man. You know, get on the show. Get exposed to the world. Get exposed to Australia. You know what I'm saying? Ohio off in
yes,
the building.
Yes.
Florida off
yes.
in the building. California
yes.
off in the building. You got the world.
You worldwide, baby.
The world off in the building. But, hey, it's only what you got in your heart. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Kendrick who came through. The $1 million kid. He held it down for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
did it
sir.
Real big. You know,
yes.
we had a good time yesterday on the show. Got an exclusive freestyle at the end of the show.
That's
you know,
fact.
That you have to catch only in the VIP, so you have to run the whole show, and then listen
that's
for the VIP fact. Hour, you know what I'm saying, and that's where you
yeah.
hear that exclusive. Oh,
that's
how
fact.
We do it, you know. So anybody want to call in live, man, kick a chit-chat, always, it's 347-237-5125, always got the lovely ladies on the line from around the world.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
around the world.
All around the world.
Right here. Yeah, I'm going to be swinging up to Ohio, though. I'm up there.
When you
come,
you know you're good. That's right.
Well,
come on now. Smoke.
Yeah, well, I got, you know, more Army buddies. I got Army buddies all around the world. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, so whatever.
That's what make know. Me, like, shit, just, what's up? You know I'm coming through the holler. You know what I'm saying?
Use that.
Shit. You know, kick some more. She down in Akron, though. I got a homegirl in Akron. I got a homeboy. I think
okay,
another one of my homeboys in Ohio too, though. So I got to make sure.
Right now. I'm gonna grab a couple of pizzas. That's what's up, Scully. I'm gonna be right here waiting on you.
Oh. Who that? Mr. Juicy done kicked off in there, girl. You better bring your ass on, girl. It's time to go.
Huh?
It's time to go.
Where you going?
No, I heard Mr. Juicy done kicked in. Give you that warning. It's time to go.
Oh, that's my uncle. My uncle.
He like, come on now, nigga. I just kind of cashed my check.
All on that show and shit. All on that
big
showing.
Right. Big shout out to Uncle Harry trying to get home and get a bag of weed with that money. He just came.
Oh, wait. I was finna kick the guest out, but the guest is from Australia.
Oh, I'm gonna kick the guest out.
Yeah, I was finna kick the guest out. Guest, but you need to go and sign up, please.
Yes.
One of the requirements for the Regular Game radio show, you know what I'm saying, is that you go sign up as a listener at least, to the least. And I encourage everybody to be a radio host if you can handle it. You got the free time. But, you know what I'm saying, to the utmost, you need to go and just show some love, show some family support, man, and that's how we do it. Sign up, it only takes 2 minutes to get you a picture, get you a little name. You know what I'm saying? Put your name Scoobly Bop. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It just, hey.
That's right.
We just want to know, you know what I'm saying, that you want to be part of the fam and want to be known. You know what I'm saying? So we know you're from Australia. And that's how it goes down. But you can't participate in chat or anything unless you at least call in 347-237-5125. Other than that, you're going to be sitting there sleeping on us, and then we kick you out for sleeping. So, you know, you don't want that. But today, we're going to do something legendary. I'm going to let you stay on the show until my guests come. Then when my guests come, kicking you off the show. If the guests don't come in 42 minutes, I'm going to set a record for a guest on any show in the history of our Blog Talk Radio show. And that's 42 minutes. Wow.
That's
if a guest can last that long, boy, we're going to set a record here. It goes down.
It goes down.
Yeah, you know. All right, so this is Miss Tasha's phone keep hanging up. I don't, you know, keep losing her signal. Okay, the guests done pilled up out of here. I guess they finna go and sign up, you know what I'm saying, get influenced to sign up. That'll be what it does. And Didn't even have to boot them. I guess
that delayed time finally...
Kicked in, they was like, oh, wait a minute, I'm a guest, ain't I? I can't, damn, I'm on the outside looking in. I wonder why I couldn't type nothing. Yeah, that's pretty much the real. And don't forget, Juton's album is in stores. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
if y'all like to go
shit.
Out and purchase, they landed in stores June 30th. They're already in the store. So June 30th, 2009, for all you know, futuristic motherfuckers that might be listening to this in the past, yes, the album has been out, motherfuckers. It's been out. You should be on the new album, shit, the 2010 album. Right now, Get At Me is in stores. Juton is J-U-T-A-U-N. Make sure y'all look them up. Amazon.com, iTunes, I'm pretty sure they're on all that. And, you know, download single for single. Check out the whole album, however you want to do it. Support. And Miss Mo Blue is also in Amazon. Her album is due to release next month, right?
Yeah.
It's next month. Yeah, coming up.
This month, baby.
It's this month.
Yeah.
It's 16th or
17th. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, 16th. Yeah, I know it's this weekend coming up, a couple weekends. So 16th, 17th of this month. We got Miss Mo Blue dropping, you know what I'm saying, with her new albums, and it's going down, man. It's definitely
going
down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of shit popping off.
She got her album party down there in Texas.
Yeah, man. So make sure, if y'all down there in Texas, hit up, look up Miss Mo Blue, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure she's going to be buzzing all the way around in town.
Yep. Let her know you're coming, though, because you ain't going to be no gift, ain't going to be none of that coming to the door. She made that clear. Make sure you let her know you're coming so she can guest list you. She will not be coming to the door.
Yeah, no, I think I'm just going to...
I'm Kevy Cav from Blog Talk.
I think I'm just going to put my name on the guest list just to be on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Just to be on that son of a bitch. Yes, I was on the guest list, bitches. Yes. I just couldn't make it, bitches. Yes. I was coming all the way from Florida. I was snowed in, motherfuckers. I was snowed
in. That's right. I'm on that list, nigga.
check that list the next time, motherfucker. You check that list the next time. You know, just back there. Nigga, I was already on the list. Which one, sir? The first one, motherfucker, the first one. I was there, though. I was there. That's the whole point. I was invited. Shit.
That's right.
All right, so I got to go fix me another cup of Carlo Rossini, whatever the fuck kind of shit is that. And, you know, I'm getting to this upbeat one. You know what I'm saying? Keep this thing upbeat. Mo Blue is in the building.
That's
you don't
right.
need
what?
Me.
What?
Oh, no, she ain't literally in the building. But.
What's up, Mo?
Oh, man. I mean, just the song is up in the building, though. In spirit, she's flying all around here right now.
Yeah,
we feel the love. Mind. We feel the love right now.
That's
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Mo Blue,
that's
this
magic.
For you, girl.
Yeah.
Ow! Break the game radio. Now, I know she calling my number, right? Blue. Shouts out to Ms. Mo Blue. Don't forget, you know what I'm saying? Album's coming in stores by the end of this month, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Ms. Mo Blue representing Texas. Real big up in there. Dallas, Houston, and all them good areas up in there, man. She's doing a real big live right here on the Reckoning Game radio show. I got some people off in the building. 614 Miss Juicy. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down for Ohio.
Yes, Columbus. Ohio. Yes,
up in the building.
Ohio
and we got 617 up in here. 617, you in the building. How you
okay.
doing?
I'm in here, baby. What's going on?
Okay, she bust up in here. She bust up
what's
off in the
what's
mother.
What's going on?
That's what I'm
that's
talking
that's how you
about.
Come
so you must have been the guest that I was hiding out in the chat room.
Yeah, that was me.
Think we were talking about you? Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about you, girl. I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to advertise your ass. You damn right. If you don't come on the show, then, hey, that's how I'm still going to have to hold it down. You know?
We
got Miss Iadonna is off in the building, ladies and gentlemen, a.k.a. Miss I.Y.A., a.k.a. I'm Young America, a.k.a. Miss Boston.
Doing it. That was a nice introduction. I appreciate
it.
That
was.
Oh, yeah, you know, hey, I had to give you a couple of AKAs, you know what I'm saying? You know, BKA Live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio Show, you know what I'm saying? DJ Smells So Good as your host out of TAMPA, FLA, 81 Trey, Trey 4, baby, how you doing? Oh, see, now you're supposed to catch all that. Now you're supposed to catch all of that. You're supposed to catch all of that. What you doing? What is you doing, Miss Adonna? You out and about?
I have to go outside. I don't want to lose service. My house is kind of crazy sometimes.
Oh, you must stay down here in Florida or something.
No, I'm out in VA right now, actually.
Oh, you're in VA?
Yeah, I'm out here in Norfolk.
What? Norfolk? Were you at the post?
I just graduated from Norfolk State, so I'm still down here for a while.
Oh, that's what I seen the graduation photos. I'm like, damn, she just got them high school photos and shit. I'm like,
nah,
damn, she's taking it back. She's taking it back.
No, I didn't throw it back like that. That was like last month.
Okay, well, congratulations, you know what I'm saying, on the graduation. We got a sister in the communications field, correct?
Yep, that's what it is, broadcast.
All right, broadcasting communication. I checked you out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can look up Miss Iadonna on YouTube. She's tell me a little bit about yourself, because I done read everything on you. I got your bio posted up. You can check the blog and all that.
Yeah.
And I got that up. But tell us something about you, Miss Lady. What's happening?
I want to first of all say thank you for having me and, you know, for all the support.
Definitely.
And basically, I came up in like 2001.
Right.
I don't know if you guys remember who he is.
Right.
Hold on one second.
It's like the first time. You might have heard from me.
Thank you.
Hold on. All right, Juice, I got you on mute, baby. I mean, just press one when you want to ask a question. You know, you in that grocery store, girl. I'm sorry. She in the grocery store. She tried to get it in for the fourth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I dig it. Yeah. I dig that.
Yeah. So okay, spill that again on me. Spill that again on me.
In 2001 was my first appearance. I was working with Clinton Sparks. I don't know if you're familiar with him,
mm-hmm.
but I was doing some work with him, and we put out a single. It was called What You Think, and that was probably the first time I hit the music scene. You know, nationally, a couple of DJs were spinning that. From there, I went out here. I decided to go to school, so it kind of slowed down. I was doing mixtapes, stuff like that. But until recently, I joined forces. Well, Clinton introduced me to creativity in, like, 2001, and I wrote some tracks for his artist. He had an artist at the time that needed some R&B tracks, which I also do, hint, hint, if anybody, you know, wants to hit me on that, you know, just had to plug that. But, I mean, that's pretty much it. From there, I wrote the songs. Cree was feeling me. So he decided to give me a chance by myself, because I spit a verse on the artist's work, but, you know, he thought I could do even better on my own, which I did. So.
Okay, so you a freestylist, or you more pen and paper?
I can do it all, for real.
Okay. I hear you now. Don't have me to put you on the spot up in there now. Don't have me to put you on the spot. That's how I do.
That's cool.
So if you freestyle, that means you in the poetry, spoken word, and stuff like that.
No, I'm not really the poetry so much. I'm R&B writing. You know what I mean? That's probably as deep into the poetry as I go. But I'm more of a, you know, when it comes to freestyle, I'm like an MC. I do like battle rap.
Yeah.
I don't really do.
Oh, shit. We done got a caller done got dropped, y'all. Miss Iadonna. We wait for her to call back in, though. That's what's up. She will be calling back in just a minute. Miss Juicy.
Yes, baby.
All right. I just didn't let you know. Because you was at the cash register or something. I couldn't hear, you know.
Right. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Whatever.
I'm at the little checkout, so I'm listening, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she got to call back in. She out there in Virginia,
that's
you know
cool,
what I'm saying, Norfolk.
That's
and,
it.
You know, the cell phones, boy, them cell phones kill you with that long distance. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you know it will.
Hey, I don't. Unless you go to Verizon and get jacked all up the ass with false charges and asterisk marks all over your bill. The mother, why you don't get Verizon? Man, fuck that shit, IB, yep. when you look at your bill, do that motherfucker say $100 every month? Or $50 flat every month? Hell to the no. That shit say 106, 112, other charge, you know. All right. But we back in the building, lives. Get this thing back on the poppy, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Shots out the bad signals out there, you know.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. All right, Ms. I, Donna, we got you back up in the building.
Thank you, honey. I'm in here.
All right.
I'm in here. She's in the building.
Okay. All right, go ahead and finish, Ms. Aja.
I don't even know where I was. I guess, yeah.
Doing a little bio.
You ain't into the
I was asking the poetry, spoken word. And you like, you know, you don't do the poetry, but you do. Well, I guess you was finna say anything about spoken word or anything, I guess.
I'm not really into that either, but that's something that definitely could be in my future. I'm not going to count it out because, you know, that's basically the same thing as an MC. You got to sit down. You got to spill those thoughts. So
right.
I guess
that
you could say that's
like,
yeah. The MC is pretty much the poetry, too, and the spoken word. You know, I just slowed it down, put it over some mellow music, be the same thing. So I guess you could say I am into that. I haven't ever tried it professionally.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what? Okay. So how you got hooked up with Ralph White? Shouts out to Ralph White, man.
Yeah. Shouts out to my man Ralph.
Yeah. My dog be hooking it up, man. He had you know Kidrick? Are you familiar with Kidrick?
No, I don't think I met him yet.
Okay. Well, that's another. I had him on the show yesterday. He's out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Through Ralph, though. You know what I'm saying? Ralph hooked me up. Same
yeah,
with
Ralph
you. Man. At the same time, he sent me. He was pushing both of you all at the same time. I guess that's how he do it, male and female pairs, so it won't conflict, which is cool.
Yeah, I met Ralph. I met Ralph for the first time this past weekend. I was out in Cali, and he came out too, and we were able to vibe a little bit from there. But I met him through creativity. He's just been trying to push my record for me and stuff, and
okay. That's
why I'm like, yo, big shout out to him because a lot of.
Uh-oh. Damn. Soon as we get good and, I almost said it. Soon as we get good and juicy into the conversation, you know what I'm saying? It get cut off.
Call with you.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, Juicy, you know I got to bring you back in, you know. Hey, shout out to Unc. Tell your uncle I say what's handy, Captain.
Handy to me. Get something up, throw it in that thing.
Well, you got one of them real uncle names, Uncle Charles, Uncle Henry.
Oh, they're talking to Uncle Henry.
What his name is, you know, Uncle Bobo. You know, you got Uncle Man. You got to have one of them old school names, you know what I'm saying? Uncle Man, Uncle Man.
Uncle Harry.
Uncle Harry.
Yeah.
Uncle Harry. Shout out to Uncle Harry, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, shout out to you, Uncle Harry. This, you know, your boy. This boy DJ smells so good, man. We all in Tampa, Florida, and Australia, man. And
yeah,
we just want to say what's up to you, brother. How you doing today? Happy 4th of July to you.
Yeah, all right. You take care now.
Hey, and happy 4th of July to you, brother.
All right. Go, so I can get to the man. That's what I'm talking. The good shit.
That's right, Uncle Harry, man. That's right,
I love
Uncle Harry.
Keep it 100.
Oh, man. Miss Tasha, you back up in the building, baby, after a million drop calls.
Yeah, I
guess dropped out, but she hopefully going to call back in a minute.
Ready?
And,
thanks. I'm going
to
push that forward.
Okay, there we go. All right, we back in the building.
We back in the building.
All right,
she's
Ms. Donna, yeah, you must be on the Boost Mobile or something.
No, they're on the iPhone, believe it or not. So they're going
get
iPhone,
out of here,
man.
I know, yeah. But who the service that's through, though?
That's AT&T, and I'm not feeling them.
I
can't
comment.
They're off right now. They're a little off.
I can't comment on AT&T. I ain't no fucks with them, folks. I can't.
Me either.
Yeah,
right, I don't want to miss an endorsement tonight. Let me take that back.
I be clowning on Boosmo. Man, fuck Boosmo. But they drop so many calls. But if them some bitches call me, shit, who? Talking about 10 G's. 10 G's is, I'm right there. Hey, get your Boost Mobile.
Wow.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah, I get all my chirps. Now, I ain't lying. I get all my chirps. I just ain't saying all the calls. Hey, man.
I get my chirps, too, man. That's what
I'm Oh, yeah?
But you can't beat $50 a month for taxes, unlimited tax, talk, everything. So they feeling like, fuck it. You're going to drop out sometime, nigga.
Hey, Miss Idan, I want you to also meet my co-host, my international co-host, Miss Natasha, Triple X. She's in Australia. Uh-huh.
All right, girl. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. Holding it down out here, you know.
That's good.
So your
I'm
music.
So sorry I wasn't here earlier. My phone's been playing up the past hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
She's going through the same thing.
That's all right. Juicy holding me down. I'm holding you down.
Thank you, baby. You
all
always
right,
do, mama.
Ohio, hold it down. So we got Ohio. We got Boston, Massachusetts. We got Tampa, Florida. We got Perth, Australia. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we got San Jose, California. I know Goofy Bone's still off in his sleep, but he's still off up in here.
He with us.
So tell me, Miss Idonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, have you been? Since, I know you just graduated and everything, but before that, was you opening up for people doing shows and stuff? Or?
Yeah, I opened up for a couple of people. I've done the summer jams in Massachusetts. That was back when Busta Rhymes was doing them. I opened up for Jigga Man. I opened up for LL when he came to the Lowell Arena. So I've opened up for a couple of big wigs, but.
Okay,
you know,
and
kinda,
out of all of them, you know, who was like your favorite, you know what I'm saying, that you've actually met, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I say, I was young. I was about, like, 17 when I met him, so it blew my mind. Like, that was about, like, Hard Knock Lifetime sometime around then. So,
what?
I mean, yeah, that was, like, my man right then. So, that was probably the one that meant the most. And LL was cool, too, you know what I mean? He was more on the networking tip. He was doing TV at the time, so that was, you know, a big thing for me also. But everybody was cool, you know, but Jigga Man was the one that, like, you know, enlightened me, you know?
So how you got hooked up with 89.1 FM, correct?
9.1, I was with 91.1. You talking about the radio show?
Yeah, your radio show.
Yeah, that was 91.1 out here. That's through my school. I was doing some things through my school, so I got to hook up through there. And, I was a host there for, like, 4 years, man, doing radio.
Did you like it?
That was legit. I love that, man. For real, if that was, you know, that would be what I would do other than what I'm doing because I really enjoyed that. I guess that's why I held the position for so long. And you get to meet a lot of people and network a lot of ways through that as well. So it kind of ties into the same thing of what I'm trying to do as far as with the music. So it was really good for me.
When you get a chance, you need to check out Blog Talk Radio. I mean, even if like I'm going premium, the premium service really gives you the ability to be like your own full radio station. I mean, like full radio.
That's what I'm hearing. I've been hearing good things too.
Full radio station. But like just the free service, like the basic service, as far as an artist, like it's an artist on here. She do a 15-minute show every day. All she do is come on. Play her songs, and then she, you know, say what's up, check my MySpace, and she out.
That's what it is. I need to.
You see
him?
I mean, that's 15 minutes to 2 hours, though, that you can do it like that, and that's all promotion of you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, of course, like linking up with me, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know, I've been doing this for a little minute, so now I got different contacts, you know what I'm saying? But all I focus on is indie artists. So sending your music out to people like Miss Juicy and Australia, Miss Tasha, is easier for me because, you know what I'm saying, it's uncommercialized, not that Jeezy and T.I. and crap that you have to compete on, you know what I'm saying, people are already hearing on their radios and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So
right,
yeah, it's definitely this is the lick. This has been the ultimate lick. I mean,
right.
This is what I like to do. I like to talk and meet people. I love to promote artists. You know what I'm saying? I have my own artist, Miss Janu. You know what I'm saying? And she's also a rap artist down here in Florida. That's who I promote and play her music. You know what I'm saying? But and I have her on the show tomorrow, actually. You know what I'm saying? She's my featured guest on the show tomorrow. So we'll be holding it down. But
she's going to be at the same time?
Yeah, yeah, 12 to 2 each and every day right here live, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All my guests come on at 1 p.m. I mean, that way I can, you know, do all the Twitters and tweets and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying, pump up some advertisement and, you know, before you get here. And I also encourage you, like if I bring you back on the show, to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that you write down a number. It's 347, the same number you called in. And keep and have your friends and family and real fans that like your music to call in and request respect. And that's where you really keep it in rotation, you know what I'm saying? You show me that you know what I'm saying, about supporting me, and I'll support you, you know what I'm saying, freely.
That's what it is. I appreciate that too. Definitely is a good look.
That's how we get it in. I got another call on the line for you real quick. This is San Jose, California, off in the building 408.
Boom.
Goofy
Hello,
Bones.
How you doing? This is Goofy Bone from Northern California Magazine. No, I'm just playing.
Magazine.
No, I just wanted to say hello to, how you say the name? Iodana?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful name. You know that?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you're very pretty, too, on your MySpace. I'm going to add you. You like Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, I just interrupted.
Oh, it says I can't add you because I don't know your last name.
I know. I don't know how to take that off of my MySpace. I got to figure it out. I got to talk to Tom, see what he says.
No, you got
to Everybody talking to Tom. What the hell everybody talking to Tom?
I told you they be talking to Tom.
What's going on, man?
That's the man.
Tom just got one of our homeboys cased up. Tom, man. Tom.
I don't know.
You know what? I told somebody that we were going to, you know, because I'm a rap artist, I'm up and coming too, and I told him that, you know, that we're going to murder it, and then I guess his sister thought that we were going to murder him, and she told Tom, and then the cops came to my house in the morning, and and I swear to God, and they had like, within a matter of a couple of hours, they had a little file. A guy coming to the door saying, hey, do you know this person? I was like, yeah. I go, we performed together. I go, if you would read it, it says we going to murder it. Now I'm going to murder you.
Yes.
Meaning, you know, and I was explaining to the cop. He was a white cop. He didn't understand. And I said, you know, kill it means that we're going to, you know, kill the show, that we're going to do
murder
a great
it.
Job and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and I was there for 2 hours explaining myself.
That's
but
crazy.
It is crazy. It's so stupid. Ruined my day. But no, Miss Iodana, I just want to say, how do you like? Do you work with like different people or like? I mean,
yeah, I'm open for collaboration.
You're open for collaboration. All right. Well, if you can, if you got time, look up Goofy Bone. That's GOOFY. BONE. You can Google it or you could look it up in Yahoo or whatever and you find me and let's do a collaboration.
That's what it is. I will definitely contact you.
Yeah, no problem. I work with Pro Tools and all that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Fuck that. Fruity Loops rules.
Oh, yeah. Boone's in jail. That's my son. Shout out to
my
son.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we gotta do
something.
Yeah,
hey, kick out your contact info real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me see. I guess the easiest way would be the MySpace page. That's MySpace/Iodana, IYADONNA. I think my email attached to that is iodana@yahoo, or no, scratch that. It's iodana@hotmail.
Yeah,
I think that's why you can't add me. You gotta you got to throw that email in there with the request, and then I think it'll go through. So it's Iodon at Hotmail. I'm also, you can tweet me. I'm on Twitter, so you can follow me on that.
No, we don't tweet over here.
You a liar.
Oh, I will too. Shit me. All
right, what else? What else? The easiest, okay. Gmail too.
You hear me?
Nigga, hold on, nigga.
He said, nigga, hold on. I'm a black man. I ain't a nigga.
Man, hold on. Let me,
Barack Obama
like,
is my president, man.
Hold on. Y'all just hold on. Let me put this nigga back on mute.
Oh, man.
Let me mute this nigga. Nigga, you don't come on my motherfucking show just announcing yourself, nigga. What kind of shit is that? That's motherfucking. That's 813 players that's finna come up here. They heard the
motherfucker and stuff. Y'all didn't say that.
What? Oh, my bad, baby. I'm sorry. Listen. I'm sorry. I guess Ralph didn't send that to you in the email.
No,
I told him this is a 21 and up adults only show. I don't give a damn shit ass motherfucking pussy. Whatever you want to say, you say it. Cause I'm gonna say it.
I loved it now. We in there now.
Yeah,
and there's,
so
there's no FCC on this bitch. Oh, well.
All right, listen. Hey, y'all,
let me
interject. Let me interject and introduce you to another artist. This mother flipper right here, you know what I'm saying? This is LP, y'all. LP2335. He got the 1.75, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean, mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Live out here in the streets. He from New Orleans, representing 504. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he in the building. That was the loudmouth nigga I had to put on mute and shit. You know
yo, check it out. This is Slave Man Boots, LP's mouth.
Oh, God damn, man. Hold on, man. I ain't do that big-ass introduction for nothing.
He's taking a call right now from Europe.
Shit. Well, listen, y'all, this is another introduction. This is SMB, Slave Man Boots, all the way from representing England.
London.
Yeah, representing London, England. And but, yeah, he down here in the 813 with us right now, chilling and shit, eating and crumpets and shit, you know what I'm saying, turning us on to biscuits in the morning, you know what I'm saying, and all that. So shout out to, Slave Man Boots. Listen, though.
Thanks.
This is the Iodonna hour right here, all right? This is Miss Iodonna on the phone in the building. She's a hot artist. She got a new song. It's called Respect. You know what I'm saying? She's out of Boston, Massachusetts, holding it down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Speak to her, hold it down. But right now it's about her. So everything needs to be directed to her.
All right,
yes,
well,
sir.
I like
to play her song?
To the music.
Well, that's what I'm talking about then. Hey, check this out. Introduce your, well, hold on. Let me get it lined up. And then introduce your cut. So we all know, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly what's going on. Boston represent. Boston Legal, you know that's my favorite show right there.
What's that? Oh, yeah, that's one of my joints, too. Little,
yeah, that's...
other side of Boston.
Okay, hold on. We got technical difficulties there. Hold on. It's a few bugs with this hit show, so... We'll have to work through that.
Mr. Smell.
Yeah. What's that?
In the hood, man, we love you like cook food, man, and we really appreciate you. And we was wondering if you wasn't doing that tomorrow, we wanted to dedicate the day to you tomorrow and throw a celebration in the name of Smell Good. And we was wondering if you was going to be a...
Man, if y'all believe that bullshit, y'all as green as the goddamn grave we smoking, goddammit.
So we love you.
These niggas don't love me, man. The niggas be shitting on me when I come to the hood, man. They piss on me like R. Kelly and shit, man. But I love all them bastards, man.
That was
love.
Love, nigga.
Trayfo niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Gotta love Trayfo, man. Shouts out to Trayfo, the whole hood clique, man. That's what it is. Yeah, he in the building. Yeah, we barbecuing tomorrow, though, man. Y'all want to hang out down here in Tampa, Florida, man. We barbecuing. You know what I'm saying? Live, Oh, that was Miss Juicy dropped out on 34th and Chelsea Street. So if y'all want to come out, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have everything in the bill, music, food, fun.
I wish I was down that way.
Yeah, we gets it in. Oh, we gets it in.
Oh, yeah.
We gets it in. Yeah, it's burning and yearning. You know what I'm saying? Burning and yearning.
Burning and yearning.
That's how we gets it in. Burning and yearning.
All right,
well, check this out. I don't know what the fuck. I do two different shows. So actually, I got your music uploaded on my other show, which is a good thing. It's a good thing. It's not
a
problem.
A lovely thing.
Yeah. So all you thing you gonna have to do is hold on a quick second, cause I gotta go back to my email and pull it out the email and upload it to this show, real quick. And we'll get it on. We got 9 minutes. I guarantee I'm gonna get that mother, you know.
Appreciate it.
But y'all go ahead and hit up Miss Idala, man. Drill her with some questions. Y'all help me out. You know what I'm saying? We got an indie artist. Well, tell me what a respect. What that's all about. Tell me something about that now.
That just came out of the blue for real. It didn't really have a Jigga sample in it at first. It was just a regular beat. But as I started writing the rhyme, that's what the basics. At first, I was saying that part, like, you better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. But I figured, and me and Creativity, we figured, we were like, well, why don't we just, you know, throw the real joint on there. So that's when we threw the Jigga sample on there or whatever. And it's just basically a track just, you know, talking to everybody. But in particular, you know, letting people know that you don't mind necessarily when you're being hated on, because that's a good thing. Usually that means you're doing something right. You know what I mean? So that's where the chorus came from. And I don't know, just it's basically to respect my lyricism, because after this, I got a couple of joints coming up where I'm going to be combining my singing with the rapping. And I don't want to, I want to come out first with that so that the hood niggas know already, well, she's doing this, but she can spit. You know what I mean? Already lyricist. Down pack, got that. So that's why it's mostly spitting. I got two, you know, longer verses instead of like the traditional three. And that's basically where it came from. I just wanted to show my lyrics skills on this one before I kind of jump into the more creative stuff to let people know, you know, that I'm an MC first, but I don't want to be labeled as a rapper necessarily. I just want to be an artist. You know what I mean? And this song shows not only that, but like my versatility. So that's what I wanted to do, as well as
now,
let people know, you know.
Okay, and on your MySpace, you got like it's a couple of different songs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's like gonna be the next featured song after you really get it?
I'm gonna be a good girl. I'm not gonna leak that stuff, which
I have
a problem with doing usually, because I want people to, you know what I'm saying? I like to let people hear stuff and give people's opinion and stuff like that. But for these, I believe I'm gonna leave this, you know, under wraps at this point until I, you know, get stuff cracking with that officially. Right now, I'm going to just rock with respect. I got a couple of singing joints on there, too, though, y'all can check out. I did with my girl, Catchy. She's on my top list. Y'all can check her out as well. And that way you can see the R&B skills with the rap skills. And then I got some stuff with Lady Luck, a song with her on there as well. So you can check that out. She's also on my top. Y'all want to check that out, y'all can do that.
Well, check this out. This is
what that is.
I'm finna do this thing ghetto style.
Put it up to the speaker.
Oh, you get they, you know.
I know that.
Ghetto style. All right, well, check this out. This is how we gonna do this thing. I know y'all can hear it anyway. I got, you know, pretty decent phone. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to a decent phone service. So, God damn it, I ain't say play yet. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Engineer that.
Yeah. Oh, you heard all of that. Hey, how you get it is how I give it. You know what I'm saying? That's me.
Do it.
That's me. So we got some other singles up on here. Why Do They Want Me? This is all on the MySpace. I ain't leaking nothing out. Y'all can check myspace.com/IYADonna. That's Iyadonna. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
other ones, See Me at the Top. Back It Up, You Can't Stop Me featuring Lady, Waited So Long, and Odyssey. You know what I'm saying? So you got some more cuts to check out if y'all just want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Check out a ringtone, too. Ringtones for sale. Got ringtones for sale.
They all hot songs. You know, they all for
people. All right. Well, that's what's up now. All right, well, check this out. I'm going to put everybody on mute because we're going to ride out to this. You know what I'm saying? We got a VIP coming up after hours after the show, and what I do on the VIP hour is I put you on blast. I mean, actually give you a heads up so you can get your freestyle ready.
Oh, okay.
And it's a Blog Talk related freestyle. You have to use my name, DJ Smell So Good, my co-host name, Mr. Tasha Triple X, and also Blog Talk Radio. And if you can squeeze in Goofy Bone, Juicy, LP, Slave Man Boots, Florida, Trey Foe. I'm just saying, if you squeeze all that in, that'll be welcomed. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You can squeeze all of that. If you can squeeze all of that in, you know what I'm saying? That'll be welcomed. You know, I'm just saying. You ain't got to. You're showing some skills.
Let's try to get
it in. Here we go, y'all. We finna pump up. This is Miss Ayadonna. You know what I'm saying? A new hit single, though, that we currently pushing. Hot in the streets, banging everywhere. Doing the thing. Respect.
Get it in.
Like I can't front. Tell them I am present with that up top swagger. Man, I gotta represent it. If I said it, then I meant it. I'm in this to get it. Cause the game these days is a total unacceptance. I said it. Off like an alarm. Y'all respect it. It might be hard to swallow, but just follow and accept it. The flow is full throttle. You gotta go and request it. The dough is in vogue. When you're never gonna get it. I'm a menace to these peasants. Stay invisible in my presence. Just like don't be a menace. About to send these the message. My presence is a present. I will set it in a second. Don't need no and no extra incentive. They just send it. I invent it. Cause I am the original. All y'all is analog. I'm spitting in digital. You're an interlude and I'm the full CD. You better
R-E-S-P-E-C-T me.
Now if I'm the one that's being hated on, it's cool because I've been told that means it's doing something right. As fresh as I am, it's to be expected and it don't affect my plan, so I just don't give a damn. I'm the one that's getting hated on, it's cool because I've been told that means I'm doing something right. As fresh as I am, it's to be expected and it don't affect my plan, so I just don't give a damn. I'm here like I can't leave, with tricks up my sleeve. It is not a game to me, but I will play them like a wee. Like the queen that I be, I'm on my throne, you all on me. Trying to do it like I does, cause I am such a G. Sucker free and hater proof, I'm in the booth just doing me. About to blow up, tell them hold up, like a robbery. Pardon me, but if you hate and keep it moving, tell them please. I shoot off toes like Eddie, be Della Reeves. Competition must be crazy, Chiquita, banana. Cause I don't have much patience, but I do have some hammers, and that's a good replacement, in case they wanna go H, I tame it, by pulling it out and aiming, okay then, the Louis V sneaks, they got the tassel on the laces, make haters frown their faces, because they are not adjacent, so rock and I don't chase it, you know who I be, you better,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T me.
I'm the one that's being hated on, it's cool because I've been told that means it's doing something right. As fresh as I am, it's to be expected and it don't affect my plan, so I just don't give a damn. I'm the one that's getting hated on, it's cool because I've been told that means I'm doing something right. As fresh as I am, it's to be expected and it don't affect my plan, so I just don't give a damn. It's not a game to me. You cannot just play with me. Limit what you say to me. Cause if you got on f*** around, it's nothing and it's nothing now. You knew, know to see, you better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me, me. It's not a game to me. You cannot just play with me. Limit what you say to me. Cause it's nothing now, you knew, know to see, you better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me, me.
All right, I hope that came out loud and clear, man. I hope that came out clear enough for y'all to hear.
Yeah, good.
But we will have the track in rotation. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? It's actually on the Vice Grip Unity show, because I do a Jamaican dude show whenever the hell he be feeling like doing the show. But I host his show, too. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, your music don't just get played, you know, on my show. It get played everywhere. Australia,
okay.
Jamaica, it's somewhere else. Where I can't even tell you where it's going to get played at. All I tell you is...
That's a crazy idea, too. I appreciate
it. It's going to get played, you feel me? Yeah. I did that because, motherfuckers, you know, I be asking people to send me tracks and shit. Like, I asked Ralph to send me some more tracks, you know what I'm saying, of you. You know what I'm saying? So I can, you know, play some more songs. So he didn't do that. And if he was going to call in earlier... Like, at the top of the hour, what I was going to do was that. Actually, I was just going to go through and be like, hey, you know, tell me about this song, bam, 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 bam. But we'll say
that
for, you know. Yeah, we'll say that for another.
Uh-uh.
Oh, hell no. No, 1 o'clock.
I have the email.
Yeah.
He told
yeah.
me 1:30 sharp.
No,
I called
1 o'clock.
Him like 1:20, like, okay, let me make sure I'm a little early. You know, little do I know, my ass is late.
I thought you wasn't showing up. Everybody know it's me. I'm like, I guess he ain't showing up.
Let me clear
you know.
My name real quick. Let me clear my name on that
that's
one.
What's up. That's
I got
what's
the
up.
Email. 1:30. I got you next time, though. Definitely I'm coming back. I'm definitely coming back.
Yeah, I'll, and like I told, you know, tell all my guests, I know you got your portfolios, press kits, and all that you're trying to, you know, keep together
yeah.
and get done. After this episode is over, you can go back through and download the episode and keep it for your archive. So
okay.
it's downloadable, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't want the whole show, you can just, you know, get somebody to just chop your little interview out of it, you know what I'm saying? And there you go. And that's for your archives, you know what I'm saying? But I can definitely put you, you know what I'm saying, come back and, you know, once you, you know, get closer to your album, mixtape releases and stuff like that, I always welcome you to come back.
Thanks,
and, you know, put it out there to the world. To the world.
Yes, sir.
All right,
now,
so right now.
Everybody
yeah,
home
right
home.
Now, I still got Miss Juicy on the line. Just checked back in the building.
Okay.
And
Miss yes,
Juicy, you there? Okay, we got Miss Juicy.
I'm good.
And Miss Tasha?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we got Miss Tasha still
right.
in the building. All right. And we on the After Hours circuit. What we do here, After Hours VIP, is really whatever the hell we want to do. This is the part where it's not, it's still recorded. It's still recorded, but it's not aired live. Like, people in the chat room can't log on. You can't, you know what I'm saying? So this is what makes this exclusive, this After Hours. If you're not on the telephone, you won't hear the show.
Okay.
But then, yeah, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? We use this as our little after hour talk about whatever we want to time, you know what I'm saying? If we, if shows run over, you know what I'm saying, and we, like it is now, you know what I'm saying? That's what this is for, the VIP
yeah.
out. So,
okay.
we get a chance to let you show off your skills, you know what I'm saying? To back up the respect, you know what I'm saying? The R-E-S-P-E-C-T, or C-T, one of them, you know, all them letters
uh-huh.
right there. And we give you a chance to go ahead and put it out there to the world. You know what I'm saying? Your freestyling skills.
All right, that's what it is.
So
well, yeah,
that's your subject. Two names. Actually, all right, one, two. All right, three names. Can you handle them? Three names? That's all you got. You got Juicy,
uh-huh.
Natasha, Triple. Well, that is just Miss Natasha. We'll leave the Triple X off for Miss Natasha. And you got DJ Smell So Good, and you got Blog Talk Radio. You got four names you got to put into your freestyle.
That's right. All right, I got y'all.
All right.
I'm
here we go.
With...
da, 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 da. All right, I ain't
uh-oh.
Got no drum roll music and shit, my bad.
Y'all ready? Let's yep. get it in.
Yeah. This is Blog Talk Radio. All the haters check in. Can't mess with Ayadonna, you know she be reppin'. You is so good and it smells good, I step in. DJ smells good, you know he start reppin'. Check it, Ayadonna do it so exclusively. You know I'm gonna get it in, you know you choosing me. I don't care what you say or what you heard. I'ma do this 617, that's my word. Yo, I don't care about no birds. It's about me, I'm about to show you. Can't mess with Ayadonna, what you gon' do? I'ma mess with these hoes that know you. I'ma take all your fans, like goddamn. You can't mess with Aya cause she got the hot hand. You know me, I keep it so fly. Double XL like pasta size. You can't fuck with it cause you know who ride. It's Ayadonna dog, so let me make it clear. You can't mess with it, yo, it's my year. 09 and 10. And then again, you try to mess with me, yeah, I make it toe in. I tell them right now, you know I'm toe in. I can't mess around because I got the potion. Mix it and rub it in like lotion. I told you, yeah, I flow like potion. Shout out to Juicy, you know how to do me. Keep it on the flow, you go to me. I don't really care, yeah, I'm so exclusively. I do this shit for villain, so you
to be on the lookout for the eye of respect. When I do it for real, all the hoes gon' check and the niggas gon' rap, because they know who's doing this. I'ma do it for real. You know who choosing this. The whole damn world, from here to Australia. Can't mess with it, because you know I'ma tell ya. Yeah, I get the air, all these hoes are failures. You can't mess with it, yo, I tell you and tell ya. All that goodness, how could I stop it? You know I do this shit and always rep for the topics. I do this shit from here to the tropics. You can't mess with me because I rep the metropolis. Now, you can't mess with it because my kick's so clean. I can step on your bed like Smokey did Craig. You can't mess with it, you know, top me. Bread. Told you before, yo, I got the hot head and I pop off sometimes. You can't stop the rhymes. I'ma do this shit and represent one time. But fuck one time, cause I'm still getting mine. You know how I do it, feel the triple in your spine. Like, damn, yeah, that chick right there, she gon' do this shit for real, so you gotta understand. Yeah, I wear the big underwear, these hoes playing around, but I got you down here. Got it down packed. These niggas step back, you mess with I don't even need a track. I do this shit a cappella, yeah, nigga. I don't give a fuck and hate a mad nigga. Fuck where I do this so realer. I don't really care, I'm big like Bo Rilla. Nigga, you gon' fill her, don't even try it. I do this shit for real, you can't eat. Fuck this whole shit. Niggas can't fool me, I'm gon' beat. I don't give a fuck, nigga, I'm so sweet. That's what it is.
Donald Blog Talk Radio. Getting it in
yeah,
every day for the ladies.
Cool.
Every day for the ladies.
It is Blog Talk Radio, so we're going off the top straight up.
You know?
That's what it do. I'm saying that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
baby. We need
what's
this
up?
Right here. MCs need this. I miss it.
That's
right
what's
here.
Up. Well, I mean, this is all I promote. So, I mean, you call in, all you're going to hear is indie. Everything about me is indie. If you're an independent actor, then I'll holler at you. You're Denzel, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying?
If it's indie,
it's about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going up to Cali in a few. I'm trying to get my little transportation right, so it's gonna make it there and back. And what I do is I just go grab music from everybody and then take mixtapes of different states, man, and that's how I get my grind on, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's worse.
But it's about the indie. It's all about indie. And I take this radio station with me, too, so, you know, we'll be broadcasting live on the road pretty soon, you know. So
yeah, man, I want that, too. I want that verse. I want that downloadable right there.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's real. That's real. It's downloadable. You get the whole thing.
That's
soon
right,
as this show is over, we hang up. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ Melly BTR, SMELLYBTR. And you can download that and you can check out all my other episodes. You can check out the Kendrick Show yesterday. Everything is downloadable. It's out there for the people. Leave a comment, sign the guest book, all that good ish. And that's how we get it in.
And
I'm going to
shout you out on my show. We all got shows.
That's real.
Good looking out, yo. Good looking
that's
out.
Real. Juicy, I got the drops coming too. I got everybody.
Okay.
I'm gonna do everybody drops for y'all shows.
Good, thank
so,
you, baby.
Yeah, for get that in
get
too.
Top
so.
Top
yeah, and
that's
if you got any Donna, you got any you know events you coming to Tampa or you know you got something that you want to get out on the radio, send it to smellybtr@live.com. I'm on Hotmail too. You know what I'm saying? So at live.com, and that's where I get MP3
okay.
bios and all that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm on MySpaces, but you have to damn near Google MySpace me to find all the shit that I'm involved in. So I'm everywhere.
Okay.
I'm everywhere but nowhere. So and wherever I'm at is in the audience music that's been promoted. You know what I'm saying? Your job is just to be there and get promoted.
Definitely, I'll do that. If anything, you know, if there's anything I can, yeah, let me know and I'll see. I can work that out because I'm definitely trying to get down there anyway.
Yeah. So now so you independent, right?
Right now, yeah, I'm working with B-Side Records. We're trying to, you know, we're actually in a couple of negotiations right now, so I don't want to, again, say too much, but it's definitely some stuff in the works for me.
You got a lawyer looking over them contracts?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I haven't
understood the way. Love can be love and all of that, but my sister used to rap. And everybody's like, well, yeah, love is love, and it's all good, you there, baby. But when we took it to the lawyer and read some of the contracts, it wasn't all good. So
yeah.
My thing is, I mean, realistically, I ain't trying to say nobody trying to get you or nothing like that. It's just all good to be safe and sorry.
Yeah, that's real. I definitely had to entertain a lawyer look over it. Cause I don't know shit about shit, so I be honestly got a second opinion.
We didn't either. We didn't know shit. We was like, what?
Yeah, the industry is a dirty game, and it's really for the lame. It ain't for the intelligent. The intelligent motherfuckers is the ones that really get paid. The lame motherfuckers be the one-hit wonders and shit. Because they didn't read the contracts. They ain't know they had to do all. And once they find that, they like, fuck it. I'm going to give y'all this one hit, and I'm just going to get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I feel you.
Through that, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you going to do now? I done had my fun. I done had my fake rental rims and rental cars and two or three groupies at the hotel. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy. Yeah, now I'm going back to the house so I can share my storage. Fuck that. That's not a successful.
We ain't doing that no more. We ain't making the MySpace.
Yeah, that's
right.
The MySpace helps. I mean, don't totally diss MySpace, but I mean, MySpace is strictly just for posting songs
promotion
that you want heard and people to comment. That's it. I mean,
to
try to hook up and all that and meet people.
You can also sell on YouTube, iTunes. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the iTunes. Yeah, upload the iTunes.
Like,
are you on iTunes?
Me?
No, I
Donna. Donna, you on iTunes? Did she drop out? Because she can't get back in, can she?
Oh, snap. She might have dropped. No.
Oh, no. Don't
know
that part of the deal
either.
You can't get back in.
Yeah, this is exclusive. Well, Donna, we going to rap for you, girl.
We got you, baby.
That's out to you. But make sure y'all check out Miss Donna, man. You know what I'm saying? With that new hit single, Respect, on MySpace.com, IYADONNA. That's Iyadonna. Also, check out at iMeme.com. That's iMeme/Iyadonna. And also, what's the last one? Twitter. You can check out on Twitter. So, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Once again, Ms. Iyadonna, for coming through, repping on the show, keeping it real.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? I'm loving the female artists, man, because to me, female rap artists that make it in the game are all the strongest and best artists in the game. And you know, I heard it out of Smell So Good Mouth. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, good brothers that can come out there and be creative and shit like that. But unless you take it to Michael Jackson's motherfucking, his stature, and making many episodes and shit, you really ain't doing nothing that nobody else ain't doing. But females, you know what I'm saying, from them having to deal with all the bullshit that it takes for them to get to where they need to get in order for them to call themselves successful without sucking dick and giving up ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about the little Kim way. I mean, just on the grind, selling your mixtapes, meeting producers, DJs, real DJs, you know what I'm saying, real people in the industry that want to help you out and get to where you want to be at. Those are the ones that I applaud.
It's easy
to sleep your way to the top. But it's hard to motherfucking grind and get there and show a motherfucker what you really got. You know what I'm saying? So, shouts out to all the real females.
Real
men, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just real people that ain't selling out for that quick cash, man. I mean, because you can make quick cash on the corner.
Right.
You know? Make that on the corner. So, what they was offering your sister?
How would you say? They was offering her. They was offering her money, but in the contrast. They wanted her publishing. They wanted her publishing rights. Then if she sold, it was a stipulation in small print where, on a couple of the contracts where, if she sells, they can just automatically extend her contract for another 5-10 years or some shit.
Damn.
And it was slick the way it was worded. And it was like, and then if she do good on those, we have the option of having such and such percentages and points on her upcoming album that she chooses to do another album, and we have the first option to re-sign her. This is going into like 10, 20 years. I was like, you'll be 30 years old. So that's when we had first went there. She was young, fresh, 18.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we ended up in New York, because she was a rapper, but she was fly. she was fly. We even sent Diddy some stuff to her a little bit on Biggie and Kim shit.
What? So what's she doing nowadays?
Shit, her son rap now. That's the little boy. I don't know if he was on my show where my nephew got online for the Michael Jackson thing, and he gave us a little website. He raps.
What his name is?
Little Jack.
Little Joe. I got a little Chris that I play on the show. Got a song called Check Me Out.
Yeah, check me out. Check me out. Check me out. Check me out.
Oh yeah, he got one called Jock and Little Jeff. He did it off of Jay-Z's track.
Jock and Little Joe.
Yeah,
you gotta send that to me, man. You know how I play
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
send that
to
me, man.
I want you to go check him out on the YouTube.
He on the YouTube?
He on the YouTube. This is his first video. He probably was 4-5 years up. Yeah. His name, when you go on the YouTube, y'all pull up Little LILJUST and Wow. That's the name of the video, Wow.
Lil JUST?
Yep, Little Just, LIL, Just, JUST.
It's called Wow?
Yep, and he got to put Wow behind that. His video pop up. And if you look on the side, you'll see 8 more videos he did. I think he did the New York Puerto Rican Dance Parade. He did all kind of shit. That's him. Riding 24 like the Jersey. Now I got the speakers in the truck jumping. I'll be in the back watching fine.
So what? So his mom write for him or something?
Another rapper dude.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
I got game. Don't think I'm a baby. Tracy. He was 5 then. Wow, shorty got that. And he
ball
like he's
been
doing it for a while. He is too cute. Yeah. He's cute. Look at this part. This is my part, right? Just do it. Yeah, man, I got it. We like Mikey and Scottie Pippen. And I ain't tripping. My part. Street legends call me, skip to my look. Undo my braids behind my back, dribble through my legs like a... Next LeBron James, Flash Carmelo. He cute, ain't he? Y'all in trouble then.
And see, it's so hard that he know all the words, though. So it's one thing for somebody to rap, you know, write for you. But
they knew he was a beast when he learned that song in an hour. He was in the studio. He was quiet and some Jay-Z shit. He was like, I'm learning it. They was like, you ain't saying nothing. He said, that's because I need time for myself. He was pacing back and forth. Then he about 2 feet tall. He knocked on the booth window. He said, okay, I'm ready. It was tasty, yo.
look on the
side right there. You'll see him saying Jock and Lil Jeff on the side. He got 8 more videos over there. That's the last video he did. He's 7.
Yeah, I see the one where he 8.
Yeah, 8. Okay, then that's it. Jock and Lil Jeff.
I look mean. Why don't we see the Jock and Lil Jeff?
He got on like a white suit with these chains. Whatever the last one is, like the latest one, that's the one he did a show.
Who is this? Remedy.
Remedy.
Did he change his name to Remedy?
Man, go back. His name is Lil Jeff.
Lil Just, JUST. Well, hold on. Let me just look that.
If you look on that side right there, it should be over there. I'm in my computer. Hold on. I want you to see this. He did a concert. He really think he Bow Wow. Like they told him, they said, if you go hard, we'll get you on the Bow Wow concert so you can meet Bow Wow. So he went hard at this one show last year. And they took him to see Bow Wow. Bow Wow was like, you can stand on the stage with me. They said, how you feeling, Jeff? He said, I'm overwhelmed.
Oh, man, that is too much, man.
They put him in the New York Journal as the youngest rapper with the youngest security because my cousin's son was his security.
Hell no.
I'll tell you exactly
what is it
said.
Called? Check. Wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you. I'm about to pull it
checking,
up right now.
Okay, checking. Checking Lil' Joe.
I'm going to tell you which one it is right now.
Checking Lil' Jess.
All of those is him. Yeah, try checking Lil' Jess. Let me see. Houston. 8 years old. Lil' Jordan.
Yeah, see, I don't see it.
All right. Wait. Hold on. Okay, so we click on Lil' Jess. 15,000 views. Let me see what happens. Click on the one that says 15,000 views, Lil' Jess. The same video you just looked at. And then scroll down the side over there.
They say 50,000 views?
15,000.
The D block?
No, not look. That one. Yeah, it might be the D block. Let me see.
That little just featuring.
Large amount.
So fly with it. No.
Hold on. Hold on, I'm about to find it.
I know we're looking at the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, Lil' Jess.
Damn.
I see they got J-U-S-S in here, too. So
yeah, that's him, too. J-U-S-S is him, too.
So it might be...
It might be under that.
And they got it all as one... See, that's the whole thing about it. Is it separated? Is it all together?
Yeah, it'd be all over the place.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
then
like,
they got L-I-L-J-U-S-S-1.
Yeah, see this little just 7-year-old rapper from Yonkers.
Yeah. What does that one say?
WorldStarHipHop.com.
Oh, that's when he did that show when he went to see Bow Wow. He was laughing.
Nigga, man. He's running all over the stage. You're going to make your little ass tired, boy.
Wait, did he run out of the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. What is that called?
How did I find it? Oh, it say just Lil' Jess. Lil' J-U-S-S.
Oh, ain't nothing gonna be like that at the end of this little show.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna say, wait a minute, and he gonna kick 16 bars with no music. Oh, yeah, that's it, Lil' Jess, 7-year-old rapper from
y'all. Watch out. Ah, this is too classic, man. WorldStarHipHop.com, man. Y'all check out Lil' Jess, J-U-S-S. That's
yeah.
How they got it. You know what
I'm saying? That's it. Now, 7-year-old rapper from Yonkers. He got a purple shirt on. Look at how I'm shining. What color he got on in the one you watched?
Purple.
Okay. He gonna throw his hat off. And when it's over, he's gonna say, wait a minute, he's just gonna kick 16 bars with no music. It's crazy. And he's just turned eight. Well, he'll be turning eight this
What? Oh, he just turned 8.
Yeah, he's just turning 8.
Oh.
Man.
Telling that, though, boy. I know that.
But you know what that is, Snurry? You gotta embrace that gift. That's
everybody
you gotta
shape
do
it.
What he's doing.
But you gotta shape it correctly though, cause see, I don't like how they, you know what I'm saying, like little Bow Wow, how he done took himself, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Out of that kid zone, he still would have been making money until right now. Off of
right.
The teens. He trying to make that adult money. Adults ain't finna buy your shit out the stores like that. You don't see nobody bootlegging no motherfucking kids' albums.
That's right.
Even when Bow Wow was a little Bow Wow, little Romeo, motherfucking wasn't out there selling no damn Romeo and Bow Wow on the corner.
That's right.
They was making all of this. Kids always gonna make all of this. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
Once you go to the adult circuit, then you in the adult circuit. Now everybody's gonna, you know what I'm saying?
That's
man,
right.
Please. You better use that kid shit as long as you can fucking use little. Lil
That's
Wayne,
right.
Goddammit, ain't changed his name no motherfucking Big Wayne, no other Wayne.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Lil Wayne. I'm always going to be Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
That's
shit.
Right. That's right.
My bank account big, though. That's what you tell
That's
motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
My
right.
bank account big, shit.
That's what it's all about.
So he did a couple of songs then.
Yeah, he got like 8 songs.
And the dude wrote all, he ain't wrote none of his own songs yet?
Nope. Different people write for him.
Oh, okay. That's all good, though. I mean, once them thoughts start formulating.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
he
when them thoughts start formulating,
he'll
sit down and express his kid thoughts. That's when you get
a
little just, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Right now, they're trying to sell the product, but he gonna develop his own style, his own everything.
Well, they talk to John. How was this kid? Yeah, you got to watch out. Don't let the record company get him either. Try to pimp him out till he's 30.
That's right. The mama, the manager, she went through it. So, and he's just a humble little boy. You know what I'm saying? He know how to separate the two. You know, he a rapper today, but he was like, Ma, I rap all winter, all everything going to school. He was like, I want to go to Ohio for the summer and be a kid. He's down here.
What the hell are these kids doing, man?
I think they dance in Harlem.
I mean, but the dances that these kids come up with today is like, what the kids y'all doing, man? What kids y'all really doing? Okay, this is the little Just right here then.
Yeah,
he's
gonna come on dancing. I think that's just them dancing.
All right, y'all gotta get his style on right.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's him with the glasses. Okay.
Yeah.
You got a little shades
right.
on.
Yeah,
you got a little shades
right.
on head.
That's my
dude.
They're
acting crazy and shit.
Yeah.
There you go. Man, they do some shit that they call the Sanchez down here, where they get all down on the ground, put one leg up, and then just. Oh, damn. Jit just fell on the ground to his knees. Damn, that hurt. You know what I'm saying? He mismacking, though. I don't know what he's doing with some blue and some real patriotic colors on there. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing, though. Shots out the Jit. Doing his thing. Oh,
oh
man.
God.
This is too crazy right here.
Ain't that crazy?
He did it again. Oh, my boy come up with the split. Ah, my boy got the splits on it. Jake challenged the little Just. That was serving. Jake served little Just. Oh, damn. Jake served. Oh, little Just got served. Ah, man, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all look at the Lil Just Light video, LITE, Lil Just Light, and y'all tell me if he ain't get served by the patriotic little boy, the little boy with the Smurf shoes on and the red and some khakis. Hey, he served. My boy did a split. My boy jumped down up in the air, dropped to his knees, popped back up. Split fell into the crowd like what?
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Right
Hey, that's the whole thing. So now they need to hook up, and that's your back. That's your dancer right there. That dance on stage with you.
He said they don't need dancers. They distractions.
Oh, man.
That's what he said. That's what he said. I'm telling you the honest truth.
All right.
Hell, me no dancers.
We ain't got no dance songs right now, anyway. Really.
Right.
Not that, you know what I'm saying. Not no little girls can be back there. Well, you don't even want that anyway. You want
yeah,
the male dancers.
Yeah, promote
that. Yeah,
girl
not
thing.
No little girls. Yeah, popping yeah. ass and pussy and all
popping
that.
Ass. Ain't
that that's what killed me. I mean, yeah. You come out any kid at the kid video today, and they still doing the same pop it bullshit.
Yeah.
Man, fucking shoot. What the heck?
That ain't
really nothing else. Humping
right.
the ground and shit. That ain't, man,
right.
that is.
Come on
man.
Now. That's a cheat.
Mommy, look at me. That shit, if you don't get your ass off that little boy.
Get your ass.
Stop.
What? My daughter's known not to take your left.
Hey, I guess well, Lord ain't giving me kids. Cause my tolerance level is, man.
I put 0 to 100 right away.
Yeah,
damn, I'm supposed to be at work,
man. Yeah, I think everybody dropped off. Tasha dropped off, too?
I think so, baby.
Oh,
yeah. You
everybody
know they had some phone problems, so once they get, once we
yeah,
start
once
streaming.
You fall out the matrix. Once you fall
it's
out the matrix.
Well, you know
you
it's always a pleasure talking to you. Are you doing anything tonight or tomorrow? The phone's
Well, no, you know, I'm if I do, I'll be broadcasting live tomorrow from wherever I'm at. So,
hey,
if I'm on the
church, Melly.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant to do. Yeah, get the church. Now, ain't y'all's 161, right?
Yeah, but remember you hit that other nigga, and he got crazy. You almost had to kill that nigga.
Yeah, I'm saying it was a 161.
I don't know how this works. Hold on, let me pull it up. I'm gonna give you the whole thing. I don't give a damn. Hold on.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one. I thought it was 161.
I don't know how it works. Hold on.
Well, ours might be different, though. You're in a different state. You know what I'm saying? They still might have different codes. They all same chirp shit, but I don't know. Cause me and Goofy still had the same shit. It was still 161.
Ready? Because my battery low. I don't want to lose you. 18.
Yeah, go ahead.
183 star.
Oh, yeah, it is different. Okay.
183
right.
star.
Uh-huh. Hold on, 4 what?
429 star. 10035.
100?
Yep, 35.
35.
Okay. I can't get you, remember I'm on the phone. You gotta hit me when you get off.
No, I just wanna make sure it went through.
Did it go through?
Alright, yeah, just say using not available. Alright, that'll work.
Well, hit me when you get off so I can store you.
Yeah. I'm finna hit you as soon as we hang up. But thank you, Miss Lady, you know what I'm saying, for coming on the show. Y'all already know this is Breaking the Game Radio after hours. You know what I'm saying? You live in the building, man. It smells so good. And Miss Juicy got him going crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Thank you, baby.
Going down south side to Ohio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Columbus
Ohio
off
player.
Up in there. That's how to do it, man. Yeah, home of the Ohio playoffs.
Yeah.
Going down. And off of the church you up and the church you up. We got Miss Janu on the show tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be exclusive 4th of July. Hot fireworks. I'm popping some hot fireworks on the show tomorrow.
I'll be there.
It's going down.
Baby.
It is going down. All right, Miss Juice. Love you, baby. Have a good day.
I love you too, baby. You too.
All right. All right now.
Bye.